A chain reaction is a series of events, each caused by the previous one. Some are so slow we don't feel the effects until later in life. Join us as we explore some of the chain reactions that lead to lifestyle diseases and how to prevent them. Last week, chain reactions started our look at monosodium glutamate, commonly known as MSG, a popular flavor enhancer used in food. As we continue to highlight the debate on whether MSG is good or bad, we introduce the perspective of an internist. Consultant internist Dr. Keisha Harrising Wong says MSG can cause a set of reactions under what is known as the MSG symptom complex. She says the symptoms experienced normally start an hour after persons have eaten.
Well, different persons obviously would have different reactions, but there is a set of reactions under the MSG symptom complex, and that includes headaches, some people get flushing, you get a lot of sweating. Persons have had numbness to different areas of the body, mostly towards the back of the neck. Some people have heart racing called palpitation, some chest pain, nausea, and some weakness. So it depends on the person's individual response to the MSG.
MSG is often classified as an excitotoxin, an amino acid that stimulates the taste receptors in the tongue, is not a preservative, and has no nutritional value. MSG usage has been linked to heightened brain activity, migraines, and seizures.
The glutamate part of the MSG itself is normally produced in the body and it's used in the brain at a lot of the nerve endings, but it's a very small amount. The amount that is in the MSG is significantly more, and what it does is cause the brain nerves to fire so excessively that it can even cause them to burn out and die. And that is the main problem with the MSG. So it has been supposedly linked to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, but there's no proof to say that it actually does this.
Dr. Harrising Wong says, though numerous studies have tried to prove that MSG causes health challenges such as cancer, none have presented conclusive results. But she's quick to add that there have been no studies that actually prove that MSG is safe. In 1958, tests were done on rats, which resulted in eye and brain cell damage in the rodents. When humans were tested, they did not experience the same results. Another set of tests were done on humans, where one group was given MSG and another a placebo pill, which contained no chemicals. Both sets yielded the same symptoms, thus causing the findings to be categorized as inconclusive. Over the years, it has been found that some persons exhibit sensitivities toward MSG, and as such, those persons are advised to avoid it.
In my personal practice, I find I have a lot of migraine patients, a lot of seizure patients, and they know to stay away from MSG. Definitely for the migraine patients, it does bring on the migraines for them. So they are aware and they will tend to read the labels and try to avoid foods with MSG as much as they can.
Consultant internist Dr. Keisha Harrising Wong. The advice to read your label doesn't just go for persons with MSG sensitivities, as being aware of what we put in our bodies is one of the steps to good health. For more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle, visit jamaicamoves.com. Thanks for listening to Chain Reactions. I am Twyla Whelan. Join us again next time, and until then, choices have consequences, so choose wisely.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.